Just some truths for us before we go. Truths God can use in our lives. Number one, God often uses people who seem to have little to accomplish His purposes. Think about David standing in the Valley of Elah. When we seek to accomplish God's work, our motivation, our faith in God, is far more significant than our talents or our resources. David was young. He had little or nothing to offer, but he acted as God's representative. He used his training in primitive tools. What was his weaponry? A homemade slingshot and a free stone from the ground. He used his primitive tools in order to reveal that God, the God of the world, used simple, humble means to accomplish his purposes so God would get all the credit. David used a sling to throw a stone at a man who had the best military technology the most advanced cultures could afford, and he triumphed because God was with him. So number one, God uses people that don't seem to have the necessary whatever it takes to do it. Because God, as 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, likes to use the humble, the weak, the insignificant, so he'll get all the credit. So if you seemingly don't have all the resources or all the talents or all the intellect or all the backing to accomplish something, as long as you have God, that's what matters. And that's what David found. Number two, God seeks each of us to have our particular gifts and talents used to influence our world for Him. David did what God had qualified and gifted him to do. And because David was motivated by God's name, he made a powerful impact on his world. David didn't say, I'm going to have to go learn sword fighting. I'm going to have to go learn javelin throwing. I'm going to have to go learn something else. David used what God had given him. And he impacted his world. You know, I think of all the people that are always going to serve God someday. Someday when they have enough money, when they finally can retire, or when they finally close that final deal, they're going to serve God. You know what God wants? He wants us to serve Him today with what we have. And He will keep leading us where else and how wide He wants us to serve Him. One last thing. God wants us to use every resource, including the tools and technology of our culture, like iron. Humanly speaking, the greatest thing David did for Israel, humanly speaking, was bringing iron in to the Jewish culture so they could defeat the Philistines. Now, spiritually, we know the greater thing was that he fulfilled God's purposes. But humanly, David influenced Israel by using the technology of the day and harnessing it for God's people. Interesting thought for us. The Israelites achieved a decisive victory over the Philistines when David killed Goliath. Unfortunately, the Philistines were superior for quite a while afterward. All the way to chapter 31, the Philistines were defeating the Israelites on the battlefield. But only when the Israelites, under the reign of their faithful and godly King David, harnessed them to serve God and brought them the technology of iron making, did God allow the Philistines to be utterly defeated and to pass off the scene. What happened when David stood alone? Well, we know already. 1 Kings 15:5 says David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Acts 13 says he served God's purposes. God wants us, like David, to stand alone. So how do you apply David and Goliath? Do you go out and practice slingshotting? No. You say, I'm going to stand alone for God in my world. If you go to school, you ought to be aware God is in school with you. If you go to work, you ought to be aware God is at work with you. If you travel, you ought to be aware that God is with you. You know, one of the greatest days of my life in preparation were when I was a corporate salesman and living for American Home Products, on the road, flying and staying in hotels constantly. You know why it was the greatest time of my life? I don't ever remember in those years I traveled. I made a conscious effort, and I don't remember ever breaking it. I don't think I ever watched television except once. I watched Princess Diana's wedding. That's the only event I watched in those times that I was a corporate salesman. I wanted to see this wedding. I never turned on the TV. I read the Bible and memorized. Do you know how much time and how much growth you'd have spiritually if you chose to not sedate your mind with the best the devil has to offer? and instead stand alone when everyone else is basically anesthetized by the world, you say, God, I want my mind to be steeled. I want my soul to be fed. I want my eyes to be clear. I want to have your word written on my heart. I want to know what you're doing. I want to have a divine perspective. You can stand alone for God in your hotel room, in your dorm room. You can stand alone for God in your home by saying, God, I'm going to deny ungodliness and I'm going to hunger after you. So few in our world are. The Lord wants us, like David, to stand alone.